Mayor, it's been a little while since we chatted. What are some of the biggest things that are going on in Smithfield currently?
Well, we had a very strong 2024, Chris. I'm very excited about things that are happening in Smithfield. We had tremendous residential and commercial growth, and that continues to be strong. I think we approved 8 new subdivisions in Smithfield in 2024. We also very excited about this. We acquired some land for a new soccer complex, which is going to be off of Highway 210 on our western side of town, where we're experiencing quite a bit of residential growth right now. So we're going to try to put some amenities in on that side of town. And then also another exciting thing is we've been working with our partners with the state, and we've been able to secure funding for a paved multi-use path that will connect from the western side of town to our downtown and be able to provide people on that side of town a safe place to walk or bike and not have to get out and drive, and they can walk and visit downtown shop.
A lot of great things going on. The soccer complex, not just to be able to have something for your community there, but maybe to bring in some business for the town too, seems like that would be appealing.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, we're in the planning stages of that. We're in the design phase right now, and we have plans, you know, obviously to bring in, you know, tournaments from probably all over the world to come right here to Smithfield. So it's going to be very exciting.
There's a lot of great things going on in terms of events too, Mayor. I was looking at it this morning. You got a lot going on with the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and then some other great things going on outside of that too.
We do. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock is the Martin Luther King prayer breakfast. That's going to be at the Johnston County Agriculture Center. That is actually being put on by the Johnston County chapter of the NAACP. But I plan to be there tomorrow to listen to my good friend, retired Judge Addie Rawls, who is a very, very dynamic speaker. And I'm sure it is going to be an exciting time tomorrow at the Martin Luther King breakfast. Also, Monday, which is when we are celebrating Martin Luther King Day, our offices will be closed. It's also a teacher work day in Johnston County, but we have a play day that has been planned at our Smithfield Recreation and Aquatics Center, and that's going to be from 8 to 5. It's going to be for kids 5 to 11 years old. There'll be swimming, there'll be arts and crafts, snacks, so come on out Monday.
I'm looking ahead on you, Mayor, but you've got this Under the Sea Daddy-Daughter Dance coming up in February. That seems like the classic thing for dads and their little girls to go out and experience together.
Yeah, something a little different, right, to celebrate Valentine's Day with. Again, we'll be on February the 8th, and it's also going to be at our Recreation and Aquatic Center, and it's going to be just a magical underwater-themed dance. And just a special time for dads to come out and just have a great time with their daughters.
Now, speaking of Valentine's Day, you've got this downtown sweetheart stroll with some wine tasting, some giveaways. This is on Valentine's Day from 5 to 7, and I'm glad you told me about this because I need some Valentine's Day stuff so I don't get in trouble, Mayor.
Absolutely, Chris. Come on to Smithfield. This is something new this year. It will be downtown, and as you mentioned, you'll be able to pick up a card at one of our downtown businesses, and there'll be wine tastings, there'll be giveaways, there'll be sweet treats along the way. And then when you're finished with that, you can just spend some time downtown at one of our many restaurants, grab some dinner, maybe grab a movie at our downtown theater, the Howell Theater. Just a great way to be able to spend Valentine's Day with your sweetheart. So if you don't already have anything planned for all the guys out there, come on to Smithfield on Valentine's Day.
We're giving you plenty of notice to be able to plan this for your sweetheart, too.
Absolutely. There's no excuses.
Mayor, you've mentioned the downtown a couple of times. I'm just curious how vital that downtown area is to your community.
As I mentioned many, many times over the years, having a vibrant downtown is just one piece of the puzzle that makes up a great community, and the downtown is so vital for us, and we're trying our best to have many events down there to draw as many people as we can downtown and get people out after work and just be able to relax and have a great time.
Mayors, I'll let you go. What are the biggest things you want to leave our listeners with to know about your community there in Smithfield?
Well, one thing I did want to mention, Chris, I know it's a ways out, right? But our 39th annual Ham and Yam Festival is coming up in May, not and ever too early to start advertising for it, right? But we're very excited. We're going to have Aaron Tippin this year.
Wow.
7 o'clock down at the Neuse River Amphitheater. So we are expecting a huge crowd. We're praying for great weather. We just want to invite everybody down.
Well, Mayor, I know we're going to talk a lot between now and then, and look forward to seeing you in Smithfield sometime real soon. Thanks so much for the time today.
Great, Chris. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and stay warm.